Welcome back to Animosity, where we watch the shows so you don't have to. Today we are all right. Today we're talking about Steven Universe. We're gonna go with it. We're gonna roll with it. Jack is here, as usual.
I have an important announcement to make. After last time, we promised we wouldn't give you a scuffed episode, but we're giving you an even more scuffed episode.
We had some issues.
We had some issues.
Like,
because according to Jacob, HBO Max doesn't have the right episodes.
That's how he's watching it. I'm watching it through a website, but I also have Hulu. And Hulu is even more scuffed. Hulu doesn't have season 5 and has the first 3 episodes of season 2. Not even, actually, now that I'm looking at this. It has season 2 episode 1 as like the 49th. Some random season 2 episode is the 50th or 50. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
I am the confusion.
Oh, it is so. So basically, none of the streaming services identify Open Book, Shirt Club, or Story for Steven as Steven Universe episodes. They're all missing. The only reason this is not getting looked over completely is because the website that I use has them down, and I know for a fact that these are episodes, because I am our resident Steven Universe expert. So, you know. So in turn, Jack watched The Message by accident, which is probably one of the worst episodes at this point he could have watched by accident right after Jailbreak. So we're gonna have to wing it. To make things even worse,
Jacob didn't watch the second half of Open Book, and
I got bored. Yeah, I thought it was boring. I also didn't take any notes for Rose's Scabbard because I realized that the entire thing was Pearl losing her damn mind.
Yeah, and we all know how Jacob feels about Pearl.
not as strong of a hate as I feel for other characters that we will not name. Ronaldo, teenagers. Lars, Ronaldo again. Oh my god. So yeah, get ready for our most scuffed episode to date. I love how I even put down, note to self, pretend to know what happens next because I didn't watch the rest of this episode. I literally put that down.
Okay, so this is going to be kind of weird because Jake is going to be talking about something that I didn't see.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you to watch it later.
Yeah, we're going to do the less scuffed part of this. We're going to talk about Rose's Scabbard.
We're going to be not scuffed for about 6 minutes.
Basically, this episode is a Pearl episode. And if you know what we mean, then yeah.
Oh, boy.
And if you feel the same way about Pearl as Jacob does, then you definitely do not want to, like, deal with most of this episode.
I mean,
basically,
it wasn't bad, in air quotes, but, like, it wasn't good.
Yeah, basically, we start things off with the gems going to an ancient gem battlefield, and Lion is there too. This is also a Lion episode, kind of.
I'm fine with that.
Not technically. And Lion finds the scabbard to Rose Quartz's sword. Remember?
Did anyone else have to Google scabbard to find out the definition? Because I didn't, but I had to the first time.
Scabbard. A synonym for sheath, like a covering for a sword. And there you go.
Are you reading a Google search definition right now?
No.
How do you know that? Why do you know that? Should I be concerned?
Here's the thing. I don't remember how I know what scabbard means, but I know it's a synonym for sheath, and I know what sheath means because when I was six, I binge-read the entire Scholastic Children's Dictionary in one night.
Why? Well, actually, why? Why? Why?
I was born, and I didn't know that Steven Universe existed yet.
When you were 9, Steven Universe wasn't even in season... No, actually, I don't know the exact airings of the episode, but I'm pretty sure it was around season 4.
No, I was 6, not 9.
Oh, then season 3.
Yeah.
What the... Okay.
We're gonna talk about that later.
Totally not.
Yes.
Totally not playing Brawl Stars right now.
Okay, I'm calling it right now. You're playing like Geometry Dash or Spelunky or something else that isn't Brawl Stars, but you're saying that to trick me.
No, I'm playing Brawl Stars.
And yeah, I fell for it. So Steven get so Steven goes inside of Lion and like Pearl and
oh god, it sounds so like Steven wrong when you say it out loud.
And then Pearl tries to go inside of Lion.
It all sounds so wrong when you say it out loud.
It doesn't work. Pearl cannot go inside of Lion. Only Steven can.
Oof.
And Steven is literally treating Lion like a Minecraft ender chest. He has a freaking bike inside of Lion.
He uses Lion as like a storage unit.
Which is honestly really, really smart.
It is, but it also feels like animal abuse to some extent.
Well, let's see. Are we really worried about animal abuse? I mean, this is the show where the gems are beating up magical gem animals all the time.
No, they're not. They're beating up corrupted. They're not. They're beating up corrupted gems to save them. It all works out.
Oh, and
out.
The giant pufferfish.
That was a gem, I think.
Okay. You think? Watch, we're gonna come back to the pufferfish, and that's gonna be like the season one finale.
He has no clue what the season one finale is.
Yes, and it's really I used to be the type of person who spoiled a lot of TV shows for myself.
Absolutely, I spoil video games for myself all the time.
One of them.
I spoil video games for myself all the time.
Oh, yeah, I did that a bunch with video games as well. I spoiled a lot of stuff for myself, but not this show. So it's kind of a different experience from what I've been used to, because I legit don't know what's happening. I'm on the edge of my seat when I'm watching it. And yeah, basically back to the plot. They go back to the temple, I think. Yeah, they go back to the temple. Steven puts the scabbard on the sword, because Rose's sword is inside of Lion, I think. So Steven puts the scabbard on the sword, and Pearl sees this, and Pearl is like, Pearl.exe has stopped working.
That is all factual. She has a, like, she loses her damn mind. Entire mental breakdown. Like, just collapses. Kind of like how Amethyst did in the kindergarten.
Yeah. Let's see. We're still waiting on mental breakdowns for,
Garnet.
Garnet and Peridot.
Oh, wait.
Lapis had... Can we say Lapis had a mental breakdown when she was stuck in the mirror with her gem broken?
Excuse me while I put you in the waiting room. He's in the waiting room. So I just want to take a quick second to point out how stupid this guy is. I don't mean that in a mean way. I really don't. Like, Garnet, Peridot, Jailbreak. Yeah, now you understand what I'm coming from. All right, I'm done talking about spoilers now. You're allowed back in.
Okay. Yeah, so before I have a mental breakdown,
nice.
Let's talk about Steven's lackluster parkour ability.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, yeah, cut to the, like, closer to the end of Rose's Scabbard. So Pearl is having, like, depressed. Pearl is having a depressed. That's really what I'm gonna say. And then she goes to, like, this weird floating island thingy by jumping on a bunch of small floating islands, and, like, she actually looks really good doing it. Then Steven tries to follow her because Steven likes Pearl, and Steven wants to talk to her and make her not depression. So we see Steven fail to jump like 3 feet and almost fall off like all the islands. And I just thought that was funny. Oh, and yep. Then...
I got nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go, Steven and Pearl, go to Ghost Quartz's secret armory, which Pearl is also flabbergasted to find out that Steven knows about, because Lion took him there.
She'll be even more surprised to know that Connie knows about it.
Was that a joke that I don't get because this is my first time watching it?
No, that's just a joke in general because that never happens. But like, come on, that'd be funny.
Oh, yeah, I remember Lion Two. If you remember back in Lion Two, we went to the Armory and we had no idea what it was. Now we finally do, and Pearl is having crazy thoughts. And Steven demonstrates by touching a bunch of his body parts to make weird armor and such pop up. And let's not talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
Major takeaways from this episode. Pearl and Rose were really close with each other, and then Rose left and gave up her physical form to create Steven.
Yeah, they were close. So many things I want to say out loud right now, but I really can't because I'm the one who has to now talk about an episode that I stopped watching halfway through because I got bored with it. Open book. It starts with Steven and Connie. So yeah, you know, it's gonna be interesting. Steven finished reading the book that Connie told him to read. I forget the name of it. The one with the girl with the falcon. And then, like, Connie was super mad with the ending of the book for some reason. I don't know. I don't read, so I cannot relate to this. And so then they're like, guy, Connie was like, we could rewrite the book. We could change the ending. And then Rose's room opens up. So they go into Rose's room to change the ending. We do find out that Rose's room only reacts to Steven. It doesn't react like it does. Like, Rose's room gives you whatever you want. As long as, like, if you want something, it'll create it for you, making everything out of clouds. It only works for Steven. That is one thing you find out. Probably the most important thing we find out from this episode. So they're in there. They're having fun. And then I skimmed through it. I think Connie went psycho. And, you know, Connie went psycho wearing a wedding dress, so that's made me really suspicious. And then there was some big takeaway I didn't really get it from it. And there you go. That's everything I got to say.
So let's see. Add Connie to the list of characters who have had a mental breakdown.
I think so. I think it was like the room's version of Connie.
Wait, do you think Steven has had a mental breakdown sometime in the show so far?
Not sometime in the show so far. The entirety of Steven Universe Future. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, I'm probably going to forget what you said before we watch Future.
Yeah.
So far, Steven has gotten really sad, but I wouldn't call that just a mental breakdown. I'd just call that getting sad.
Yeah. I wish I had more to say about Open Book, but I really didn't like it. I got super bored. Every character in the show needs therapy.
Want to keep talking about characters who have and have not had mental breakdowns?
No, we're at our normal episode length. We don't really need to
stretch out. Yeah, I guess you're
right. So thank you all for listening to the most scuffed episode yet. thank you all for listening to Animosity, where we watch the shows so you don't have to. Be sure to check out any other podcasts that interest you in the same place you're listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot444/message. By the way, no one has ever sent me a voice message while speaking entirely backwards, making me have to decode your message. Who's up for the challenge? Check me out on Twitter at jackpot444 for news updates and random crap I posted to in the morning. It's mostly random crap I post at 2 in the morning. But, you know, I say news updates so I can justify having a Twitter account. We have an official YouTube channel now named Animosity Official that gets an upload about 2 times a month. We have an official subreddit. Just go to Reddit and search Animosity Podcast. It should come up. We don't look at it ever. But I do really want to go through it, but I want to wait long enough for you guys to, like, fill it with, like, memes or whatever. Just put something funny in there or, like, a bunch of, like, dumb stuff for us to look at so that when we go through it, we can make content out of it. Please. Jack, is there anything you'd like to shout out?
Yay, scuffed episodes.
Yeah, also Discord server. I forgot to mention this, but I have one. Link should be in the description. If it isn't, tweet at me, and I'll send it to you, because I'm very forgetful. And these are being recorded way, way, way in advance, because we had this big, like, the big return that we're doing from, like, the break we had started Wednesday, December 23rd, and ends Saturday the 26th, I believe, with some big stuff happening every day, which you guys would have probably already seen. I'm really trying to make sure it goes well, and I'm also losing my mind. So, you know, this has been fun. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.